The human ability to cope and put up with things is a marvel. It's incredible. I think almost everyone is better at coping and putting up with things than they even realize. Like, oh, you know, we have a noisy upstairs neighbor and they're always partying on Thursday and Friday. But now that we know, you know, we can plan around that and it's no big deal. No big deal, really. It could even be an injury. It's just like, yeah, you know, I damaged my foot about a month ago and just letting it heal on its own, not going to see the doctor. Just think of all the situations, right? Or, yeah, I gained 500 pounds and here I am. Like, it's fine. I'm just going to continue eating and enjoying myself and no big deal. Like, people, and it's not a judgment on anyone. I think we all do this to greater or lesser degrees. My financial situation is out of control and I've been going into debt for 24 months. Haven't been able to pay my credit card bills except for minimum payments. Like, people just don't understand how bad of a situation that really is because they haven't looked into it. It's just like, I put up with it. It's a fact of life. No big deal. Get over it. So understand that your ability to cope with change and put up with things is far greater than you realize. You may fear change, and many people do, but at the same time, like, you are so strong and you are so good at putting up with it. What is most likely to happen is the event will happen and you'll figure out a way to put up with it or work around it. Here's the point, right? We can't change anything that we're willing to put up with. If it's like, yeah, it's okay, no big deal, I'll figure it out. If it's like that, then we don't have the ability to go and make a difference in that area, or impact that area, or influence that area in any significant way. And so, and usually that's where we want the biggest breakthrough. And we're sitting there going, yeah, you know, credit card bills, no big deal. And they've got like 3 credit cards, each maxed to the hilt, and they're barely making minimum payments. It's like, you're in a much, much worse situation than you even realize right now. And there's some actions to take, there's some things to do. So where are you putting up with things? If you're putting up with them, it means that you're not really willing to do anything about them. You have to change that to something else. You have to change the context. You just got to say, I'm not willing to put up with this anymore. I'm going to get into action. I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to start working out tomorrow, or I'm going to start looking at my finances every single day and start cutting expenses that I no longer need. Whatever it may be. Or I'm gonna start seeing a doctor or a naturopath or someone who can help me with my health. These areas where we're putting up with things are basically an invitation to make a new commitment, make a new decision, try something else, try something out of the ordinary. People get easily stuck in their ways, not really recognizing that they have a near limitless set of options in front of them. Maybe it's not infinite, but I mean, it's a much bigger pool of decisions and options than they even realize. Even if they don't have huge financial resources to invest in the areas that they're thinking about changing. Sometimes merely cutting expenses from things you no longer need will open up the finances to be able to do the things you want to do. Understand that sometimes we put up with things because we're lazy. Sometimes we put up things because we're scared, like, oh, I'm scared of what the doctor's going to say and what they're going to have to do to me. And sometimes we put up with things that we have to put up with. We just have no choice, and that's life. And there are things like that too. Don't get me wrong. But if you were to start looking at your music career or your entrepreneurial endeavor and start thinking about, like, what have you been tolerating? What are some things that you've been tolerating to this point that you really no longer want to do? Is it a bad gig that's not paying you properly? Is it a bandmate that's driving you crazy? No, what are some things? Begin to identify, like, what are you putting up with that could be better? Because chances are it could be a lot better.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.